welcome into the Couch Potatoes Sports Show for our coverage of Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution as they are at home taking on the Duke City Gladiators in the final regular season game of the 2015 season. You're on the Couch Potatoes Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. And now it's time for the pregame show.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution. As a Revolution going to their last regular season game as well as their last regular home game in the regular season. That's happening tonight as the Revolution taking on the Duke City Gladiators. And this is actually the Duke City Gladiators' last game of the season as well. As we're going to go back a little bit in time and talk a little bit about what we have seen so far in the 2015 Champions Indoor Football season. And that's the situation that we're looking at as the Revolution first took on this same team back at the third week of the season, as it was supposed to be the New Mexico Stars that were in town. However, at the beginning of the 2015 season, the New Mexico Stars did go ahead and bow out on the season. And so with their departure in the league, gave an opportunity for Matt Hayward and his vision of an indoor football team to stay right there in New Mexico. He was actually setting up for a team to take the field in 2016. However, the situation that was happening with the New Mexico Stars regarding Champions Indoor Football gave him an opportunity to see what he could be in for in reality with a team in Champions Indoor Football. So he went ahead and he took the handoff, I guess you could say, from the New Mexico Stars as they were getting set and to go into the 2015 season as a team, but doing that last-minute bow-out, the Gladiators went ahead and put together a schedule, a 9-game schedule for CIF opponents. He actually was more games for them at home in reality so they can get a little time to get into sync. So they got into sync. They had like 2 weeks of practice before their first game against CIF opponents, which was the Texas Revolution. And if you go back in time, the Texas Revolution, they got that victory as the Revolution beat them pretty handily in their first game. However, in that game, there were a lot of things that happened in that game as the Texas Revolution were taking on the Duke City Gladiators. We saw in their first 5 drives, the Gladiators in the Texas Revolution red zone, and that red zone being the 10-yard line and in, not the 20, 4 out of 5 times. Now, your Texas Revolution defense, tough and stout, went ahead and stopped that football team from getting into the end zone of those 4 of the 5 times of those drives. So the Revolution really played good football. In reality, in that game, they just only allowed 14 points, a touchdown in the third, a touchdown in the fourth. So they played shutout football for the first half as the offense allowed a safety, and that was just about it. Since the Gladiators quarterback also, when you take a look at tonight's game, as the Texas Revolution are about ready to hit the field, it's about where they were when they took on the Duke City Gladiators the first time to where they are now. This was a good football team when we took them on earlier in the season. However, in that, this is a team that has improved over the time. They've gotten time together. They've developed a little bit of chemistry and continuity out on the football field. Casey Peters, who has been crazy, crazy good, and week number 12's offensive player of the week in the championship Champions Indoor Football, is a great quarterback for this football team, good leader for this football team. So, and that not only that, James Cleveland at the wide receiver's position, what I'm telling you folks is we only know that Casey Peters is going to be here. As far as the rest of the team, we don't know, as we don't have the roster as far as the right roster that was given to us. So we are in the process of trying to get that. But we know Casey Peters is going to be there. So the rest of the team we don't know about. But if you watch that first game, the Texas Revolution against the Duke City Gladiators, you saw in the third quarter the Gladiators weren't giving up. This was a good test for them in order to go through the rest of the season and kind of give them an idea of what they could expect through the season. So great catch by James Cleveland in the third quarter of this football game, over the side. It was a great catch. He caught it inbounds, then went over the dasherboard. And if you remember the game last week as the Texas Revolution were taking on the Amarillo Venom, one of our Texas Revolution players caught the ball. He was not in the field to play when he caught the ball, and went over the dasherboard and got the touchdown. I called it when I called it. I said I didn't think it was a touchdown. The referees gave him the touchdown. But on this one, at the Allen Event Center, and the camera angles just showed it perfectly. He caught the ball inbounds, then went over the dasher, and the main portion of it is he held onto the ball through the hitting of the ground after he went over the dasher board. So good catch by James Cleveland, and I still have not seen a better catch this season. So right now, I give him the catch of the year in reality in Champions Indoor Football. But that game was really huge when you took a look at what the Texas Revolution, you know, did to them defensively. It is prevented that offense from scoring. So when you saw the final score of that game, you questioned whether or not the Duke City Gladiators in reality could come in and actually be a viable option for Champions Indoor Football. You know, the final score, the Revolution just really beat up on them. But as far as the Texas Revolution were concerned, when they had that opportunity to get the victory, they just went for the jugular and did not, and they almost pitched a shutout in that game in reality. So that having been said, the Texas Revolution trying to make history this week, because if you take a look at the Revolution in year number one, the Revolution only won three games on the season. Their second season, they only won five. Well, obviously, those were in two seasons where the Texas Revolution were playing 14 games. This season, they're playing 12. They've already reached a plateau of 7 wins right now. They get the opportunity to go for their 8th victory. So this year alone can combine as many victories that they had in their 2 years in existence before this season. So the Revolution looking to do that. They're also looking to go undefeated at home, which is another big feat for the Texas Revolution, because the Texas Revolution unfortunately did not get a lot of victories at home in their first two seasons. So as the Texas Revolution move on, they move into an important night for them as far as playoffs. They got to get the victory to make the playoffs, so they got to make sure they do what they got to do in order to get the victory here at the Allen Event Center. Also, don't forget tonight is Revolution Military Empowerment Night, so there's going to be a lot of pregame situations. They're going to have a great pregame show out on the field in bringing out a lot of the veterans and things of that sort. So make sure you have that. Also, they got a great halftime show with Scooter the Amazing Dog that is going to be at the halftime show. So some of the things that are happening on the Couch Potato Sports Show and within the Texas Revolution organization is about tonight's game, how important it is. A lot of milestones could be broken tonight, so we're going to keep track of that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're seeing in Champions Indoor Football, some other Champions Indoor Football news. We'll be right back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creeks at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their projects all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach their target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time with good quality and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it. Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schott's Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schott's Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schott's Photography, located on the web at www.fredschott's.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Texas Revolution and Champions Indoor Football. It's been an exciting week in reality, as the Texas Revolution, they got the win last week in Amarillo. And it was a game, if you've been all over the boards, you've seen my displeasure on what we have seen. And they get the victory last week, 64-61, in the final second of the game, preventing the Amarillo Venom to jump the Texas Revolution in the standings in reality. So we didn't want to see that, so they got the victory there in the final minutes of the game. I talked about it before. The officials were just horrible in that game, and that was on both sides. But the Texas Revolution were flagged 18 times in that football game. 18 times. So, you know, and the week before that, the referees quite possibly cost the Duke City Gladiators a victory last week against the Amarillo Venom, because that game was a very interesting game as you took a look at what happened. As earlier in the season, the Duke City Gladiators beat the Amarillo Venom, but in the last game, as the Texas, in the last game as the Venom took on the Gladiators last week, it was an exciting game, so much so we did our game live from the Allen Event Center. I packed up my stuff, drove home, and that game was still going on because they went into triple overtime in reality, as the game ended with the Venom victory of 89-86 in four overtimes. So that whole game, it was crazy, and I couldn't believe when I got home it was still playing. And the first thing I usually do is hop up on America One and see if anything is still going on. And sure enough, this was the only week I'd seen it, and it was good. But I went back and I watched the game, and the referees up there were just horrid. But I think they might have cost the Duke City Gladiators a game in reality as far as the victory side is concerned. So that didn't happen, though. The Venom do get the victory. The Revolution get the Venom the next week, and they get the victory over them with a three-point edge, 64-61. So a lot of things going on as far as Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution. Let's talk about some of the obvious things that are going on as the Texas Revolution, you know, started out the season taking on the Duke City Gladiators in week number three. Duke City coming in reality and saving the New Mexico Stars kind of season in reality by at least having a team there, and they took over the schedule as much as they could. So the season started off with a rough kick to the pants. And at the end of the season, they kind of get the same rough kick in the pants in reality as well, as the news came down just yesterday as the Salina Bombers, unfortunately, and their membership with the CIF had been suspended. A press release was released by Champions Indoor Football regarding that situation, and Ricky Burtz had some things to say, and there were some other things that were going on. Just by the sound of the press release from Champions Indoor Football, they had a little problem with their insurance and protection of players and things of that sort. Let me read the actual press release coming from Champions Indoor Football. It says the Champions Indoor Football League has been forced to cancel the game scheduled for May 30th between the Salina Bombers and the San Angelo Bandits due to the Salina Bombers organization not being in good standing with CIF's guidelines and bylaws. The Salina Bombers organization had been issued a deadline for 12 p.m. today, and that was yesterday, by the way, to comply with league's request, but were not able to meet the league's requirements or deadlines. Ricky Burtz also made a statement at the same time. He said, "This entire situation is unfortunate and regrettable for the leagues, fans, and sponsors, and our playing partners. However, when it comes to risking the safety of our players or the integrity of the league, the CIF will not waver on its obligation to protect the players and the league. This is not, therefore, there is no rescheduled date for this game, as the Salina Bombers membership of the CIF has been suspended pending further investigation. There will be more information forthcoming from the league as soon as it becomes available." Now, that having been said, not only has that game been suspended, my understanding is that the game that the Duke City Gladiators play against the Salina Bombers next week has been also suspended. So the question is, and we'll get those answers from Champions Indoor Football, is will that game be forfeited to the Duke City Gladiators, or will they not play? How will they word it? Because going into this game tonight, the Duke City Gladiators have an opportunity for the playoffs if they get the victory against the Texas Revolution tonight. If the Revolution do drop this game at the Allen Event Center and the Duke City Gladiators get the victory, their winning percentage would not be enough for a playoff spot. However, if they played the Salina Bombers and won, their playoff spot and their percentage would be good enough for that playoff spot. So the Texas Revolution, obviously, they got to take care of their business to make the playoffs, but if they lose it, there's an effect on the Salina Bomber situation on the Duke City Gladiators, as depending on how they word it and where the winning percentage is going to be for the Duke City Gladiators, they could be eligible for the playoffs. My understanding and my thinking would be if that game is forfeited, it's considered a victory, and if that's a victory, victory, and the Duke City Gladiators do beat the Texas Revolution tonight, they would have a winning percentage of 666, and that would put them into the playoff situation, playoff picture of Champions Indoor Football. So there's a lot of league meetings going on specifically about this situation, but here's the biggest situation, though. It's not a situation unless the Duke City Gladiators beat the Texas Revolution, because if they lose to the Texas Revolution and they did have that game and they did give them the victory, they're winning percentage would be a 500. That would not be enough to get into the playoffs in Champions Indoor Football. So just to kind of keep you up to date as far as that situation, it's one of the crazy things that are happening in Champions Indoor Football. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Champions Indoor Football as well as your Texas Revolution. We're going to take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral, Seafood Spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Out here, there are no cheat codes, no avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system or a username or password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. There's nothing like the gift of sport. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of your Texas Revolution as they are home taking on the Duke City Gladiators here on a Friday night. And this is a night where the Texas Revolution don't have to worry about the rest of the league, as they are the only game going on in Champions Indoor Football tonight. And there's something to be said about that, because if they had to play tomorrow, they could have been scoreboard watching during the game or trying to find out what's going on in some of the other games and where they could stand or where they might stand and all this other stuff. That's not going to be an issue tonight, as they are the only game in the CIF and the only game in town in reality as far as Allen is concerned. So the Texas Revolution plays center stage in Champions Indoor Football tonight. Then after the game, Saturday, tomorrow, this is time to scoreboard watch. Why? Because they're obviously not playing on Saturday night. And then next week they have the bye. So as far as Champions Indoor Football and the Texas Revolution are concerned, I think this is actually a good thing to where the Texas Revolution to concentrate on their own business. This is their last game of the regular season. This is the last home game of the regular season. This is the game where they can win eight games in one season, and that's all they have had in 2 years in existence as the Texas Revolution. So also having an undefeated season at home, a lot of things on the line as the Texas Revolution do get the opportunity to, you know, make some marks for them. So the media guide next week, or next year, pardon me, is going to be with a lot of things about a lot of records that are falling, as we're going to see some records fall. Marcus Jackson had a lot of the records for the Texas Revolution at the quarterback position. Robert Kent's going to be probably taking over some of those. Darius Fudge and Robert Kent also touchdowns. So a lot of records falling that were in place for the Texas Revolution. They're falling in this year, and a couple more records that could fall in tonight's game as the Texas Revolution hosts military, their military night. In reality, it is a situation as far as what they're doing for the military. They call it Military Empowerment Night, and they're going to have a great pregame show that will be kicking off in a few minutes if you're listening to this as you're headed right up to the Allen Event Center. But the situation is that at 6:30, they're going to have a great pregame show regarding the military. Make sure you get on out there. Plus, say what you want about the Texas Revolution, I don't care. They have the best halftime shows in Champions Indoor Football, and quite possibly all of indoor football, with a family-friendly halftime shows that have been going on that have been fun and have been great. Whether it's you like watching monkeys ride on sheepdogs, or the BMX biker guys, that, you know, the guys on those fancy bicycles doing the tricks and everything else, you know, all that kind of stuff. The Texas Revolution know what they're doing when it comes to a halftime show. So when I see Scooter the Amazing Dog on, I think, and I've seen also through some YouTube videos, how fun that this is going to be at halftime. So make sure that you get on out for the halftime show for Scooter the Amazing Dog. Say what you want. We will be talking about this a little bit during the game. The Revolution doing a lot of things right as well. Take a look at their dance team. Their dance team is outstanding yet again. This would be the third time. And we talk about what is going on. You got to find a way to draw. And the Texas Revolution dancers draw people to people want to see them. It's really an interesting thing when you look at what is going on regarding the dancers. They are great. I've watched all of them. I think the only one that comes close are the Dodge City Law dancers, and I don't think they're even that close. So that being said, I foresee the Texas Revolution dancers winning the dance team of the year yet again. And as you look on the football field, I see a guy, and it's not because I'm a homer. I just see one guy that is quite possibly could be named the Defensive Player of the Year, in DeMario Dixon. This guy has been all over the football field for the Champions Indoor Football League, as well as the Texas Revolution. He stood out. He's won weekly honors three times this season. So he is here, there, and everywhere as far as the Texas Revolution is concerned on the defensive side of the ball. So a lot of cool things coming from the Texas Revolution this season in 2015. It's been an exciting year for the Texas Revolution because of all the records that are falling, the success of the team. We talked a little bit about the sports venue here in the Dallas. We are the biggest sports venue in the country here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with many, there's at least three minor league baseball teams. There is a soccer team, the D-League, the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. Just so many things that are going on. The Texas Revolution, we were talking to Charlie Hilbolt, said, hey, we just want to be seventh. You know, and that's a number that could be shot for, because in reality, with what's going on, the four majors and with basketball, hockey, football, and baseball, they want to be, after the majors, they want to be third. So they got a lot of competition to be third as well, as we went over the D-League and the three minor league baseball teams. Not only that, they have a soccer team, minor league hockey. They just want to be seventh, so they're definitely fighting for to be known in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. So in the biggest sports town in the country. So that being said, looking at the Texas Revolution, looking at Champions Indoor Football, let's talk a little bit about that, because as of right now, the standings go like this. The Sioux City Bandits are 7-3 on the season here. Right now, have the stranglehold on first place. We're going to get back to them in a moment. Texas Revolution, 7-4 on the season, looking to improve to 8-4 to finish out their season and then have the bye. And as the final week of other teams that are going to be playing out on the football field, we'll get back to that a little bit. Wichita Force, 7-4 up on the season. The Dodge City Law are 7-4 up on the season. Looking at some of the tiebreakers as of the way they look right now, the Revolution have the tiebreaker over the Force. The Force have the tiebreaker over the Law. And then the Law have the tiebreaker over the Revs. So when you take a look at that situation, after that, when you're trying to figure out the standings, why the Texas Revolution are in second place, the Law have the head-to-head against them. However, Wichita has the head-to-head over Dodge City. So with Texas having the head-to-head over Wichita, that's the reason why they leap into second place. And so that's the reason why you got the top four standings being the Bandits, the Revolution, the Force, and the Law. Then the rest of the league stands like this. The Amarillo Venom, they are 6-4. The Duke City Gladiators are 4-3 going into tonight's game. Then the suspended team, the Salina Bombers, that are 6-5 out on the season. Then the San Angelo Bandits, 1-9. And the Omaha Beef are 1-10. So lots of things that are happening. This whole situation regarding the Salina Bombers really... I was wondering how it was going to affect and what people would say about it with all the people's talk and everything else. And really, to be honest, the simple fact of the matter is that I haven't heard a lot of chatter and too much of a negative of that situation. However, it is a negative for the league. But as far as the end results, I don't think it's going to be a big time thing that affects Champions Indoor Football as far as their future is concerned. Because their situation is they still have, out of the whole league, they still got a total of six teams vying for playoff position. The Amarillo Venom are 6-4, and they are in sixth place right now. Half a game out of first place. So lots of things can happen. The Revolution have the tiebreaker over Amarillo. So if Amarillo does get the victory here against Sioux City, which is tomorrow's game, and it's a big game for the Sioux City Bandits, because the Sioux City Bandits need to get this victory. They do not want to end the season on an 8-4 record. Now, the Bandits have only played 10 games out up on this season. And that's a big thing as far as that's concerned. Because if they lose on Saturday night to the Venom, they got to turn around and play the Dodge City Law in Dodge City for the final week. So a lot of things can change as far as that is concerned. Because in reality, with what's happening, the Dodge City Law, they are on the bye tonight. And they can end the season with an 8-4 record. They have the head-to-head over the Texas Revolution, but if it's the San Angelo the Sioux City Bandits that will end up at 8-4 on the regular season, and the Dodge City Law end up at 8-4 on the season, and the Texas Revolution 8-4, there's a lot of things can happen. There's so many scenarios that we can't figure out. But one thing that we do know is that if the Texas Revolution do win tonight, they will put themselves in a playoff position, hopefully in order to get the home playoff game as well instead of being out on the road. That's going to be the huge question going into tonight's games and this weekend's games. So next week is very important. The Texas Revolution, they get the scoreboard watching that one as well, as they are not in action in the last week of the season. They get the bye. So going into getting themselves set up for a playoff spot, if they get the victory tonight, they will get the opportunity to be well-rested as well. So that's another huge thing as far as the Texas Revolution are concerned and the opportunities that they get during this week. They get the opportunity to be able to get the bye, be rested going into the playoffs is a real huge advantage for the Texas Revolution, especially if they are able to get at least a home, one home field game. So tomorrow night's games are going to be very important as the Amarillo Venom. If you're a Texas Revolution fan, you're going to be an Amarillo Venom fan as well tomorrow night because you want to see the Amarillo Venom get the victory over the Bandits. That will make the Amarillo Venom 7-4 out on the season. The Texas Revolution will be 8-4, and then the San Angelo Bandits, the Sioux City Bandits will be 7-4 out on the season. So the Revolution can slide into that first place position just temporarily with an 8-4 record and the San Angelo Bandits being 7-4. San Angelo, Sioux City Bandits. There's too many Bandits in this league. One too many. That having been said, Sioux City Bandits are a good football team, by the way. If you watch this football team like I have, you will see that defensively, this is a pretty good football team as well, because through 10 games, they're only giving up 426 points out on the season. It's an average of 42.6 points a game. The Revolution, they're averaging about 38 points a game giving up. So they are really close there. They got a good defense. Their offense is really good as they've scored 565 points this season, an average of 56 per game. So you look at those numbers and you have to be impressed with what the Bandits can do. So this is a good football team, but they've lost road games as well. They've been tough at home. The Bandits get this game at home, but the Amarillo Venom are a good football team too. We watched them. We played them two times here within the last month, so we know what Venom can do on a week-to-week basis. So that's going to be a very interesting game to watch tomorrow. Also in action tomorrow are the Wichita Force taking on the Omaha Beef in Omaha. So the Texas Revolution, we are Beef fans. We are Beef fans and Amarillo Venom fans on Saturday, because that just squares up really well for the Texas Revolution as far as the standings are concerned. As far as Wichita is concerned, Wichita is 7-4 up on the season. If they do take the loss, they would be 7-5 out on the season, and that would be their last game. If the Revolution get the victory, they'd be ahead of Wichita for the season. So we see how important it is for the Omaha Beef to play very well in their last game of the season as well. So the Beef playing their final season, it is their championship game in reality. They get an opportunity to play the spoiler, and that's always an interesting game to watch. I will be watching both of them on America One if you get the opportunity, you know, even for one day. It's $10 for one day or something like that, or $8 for one day, and you get both of those games, and you can flip-flop from back and forth or have two computers with them up and watching the games. That's how I plan on doing it. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens tomorrow as some very vital games. Upsets that can happen can change the outlook and the landscape of Champions Indoor Football from first place just to fifth place. So, wow. Looking forward to it. It's going to be really good. So here's what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Then I'm going to go ahead and bring in the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We will be right back.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lee Ligon with Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness. I am a fourth-generation Texan, and I grew up right here in Dallas. I then went on to Parker College of Chiropractic and got my doctorate in chiropractic in 1997. I've worked on rock stars, on actors, on politicians, professional athletes, to young gymnasts, all the way up to 300-pound linemen. If you've been suffering from any kind of pain, neck pain, back pain, anything like that, or have any questions, I invite you to come on down to my office and let's sit down and talk about it. I offer a free consultation, and let's see if I can help you. Dr. Lee Ligon, Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness.
Hi everyone, my name is Cliff Disker and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high definition interactive video productions. So don't wait, let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854. Or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions, not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience at c21bowman.com.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show, where I have online my sideline eye. I call him the Eagle Eye, the color commentator of your Texas Revolution. It's Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Tony. How you doing?
Doing good. Real interesting week that we have coming up here as the Texas Revolution at home for their final regular season game at the Allen Event Center, taking on the Duke City Gladiators. And the Duke City Gladiators are one of these teams that came in and kind of helped out the CIF, but unfortunately have put themselves in a situation with a couple of losses, and especially that loss against the Venom kind of put them in a bad situation to where it don't look like they're going to end up making the playoffs this season.
Yeah, and with that being said, the fashion of the way they lost that game, they go into a four overtimes up in the Amarillo. It definitely was disheartening for them to walk away from that game without a win.
Definitely. And the way and where the flags were coming in the last 3 minutes of regulation, I really hated what I seen, because it was just a reminder of it's something to give you pause about as you were headed to Amarillo, as the Texas Revolution were on the road to take on the Venom. A little bit worried about that, and sure enough, towards the end of the game, we got a little bit more of ref involvement that I like. I mean, really, when these games are the way they are, I think you've got to let these players, within the 5 minutes, play the game of football.
Yeah, and you know, and with that game in Amarillo, we had control of it at halftime. With
absolutely
in the second half with the ball, you know, we had a chance to you know, go up by more than three scores. So having that fumble there at the beginning of the second half really turned the tide of the game.
Yeah, the momentum was really going in there. If they would have went in and scored, that would have been a 21-point turnaround in reality, and that would have really helped them going into that. But as you know, as football is, you get the turnovers, and then all of a sudden things start falling apart. But really, in reality, we gotta talk about it. 18 penalties for the Texas Revolution. I would say you got to take away about four of them as in the final minutes of that game. But the simple fact of the matter is that the Texas Revolution, they have got to concentrate a little bit more when it comes time to, and because most of them, a lot of illegal defenses, a lot of personal fouls, a lot of people losing their head out on the football field there, Bill, in that game. You were there. What were you seeing?
Right. Yeah, and that's just it. If you think about it, last few times we were at Amarillo, we had combined between the two of them, we have 32 penalties in those two games. So it's definitely been a concern. But, you know, you could sit there and say it's play on the road, you're dealing with different officials and whatnot. But penalties have been an eyesore for us for all year long, even in our home games.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting to see what the Revolution are going to be doing as they do head into this game, as they get ready to take on the Duke City Gladiators team. I'm going to tell you right now, I think if they would have had a full season, we would definitely be talking about Duke City here at the end of the season as far as playoff time. And they're a good football team. So the question will be is what kind of mental situation will they be in taking the travel down here to Allen, and then you put the shoe on the other foot. Will the Revolution go in and underestimate them? And we're talking about a team, as far as the Texas Revolution, are almost unbeatable at home there, Bill.
Nobody's been even close to them. But, you know, their closest game at home has been a victory by 30 points. So we've definitely controlled the home game. But I talked to Coach as soon as that final buzzer ended there in Amarillo. Him and I were talking about it. We were talking about, you know, can't take Duke City for granted, because you know they went into Amarillo and they went four overtimes, but they had control of that game for three plus quarters. So
yep.
They can definitely play with anybody. So you know, we might have beat them by 40 when they came up the first time, but that was their first game of the season. So they're a lot different team when you have. When you have a 1-2 punch of Casey Peters and Roland Bruno, definitely they can definitely take control of a game.
And you got to remember, in the first game, their first game within the CIF, as far as against the CIF opponent, the Gladiators pushed the ball down into the red zone. Four of their first five drives, they were unable to get it into the end zone because the Texas Revolution defense was so awesome in that game. They stopped them when they had to stop them, prevented the scores and things of that sort. So the Texas Revolution, they have to definitely be ready to take on the Duke City Gladiators, because there's something about Casey Peters. There's something about Roland Bruno, the guys that you're talking about. These guys are not going to give up, regardless of the situation on where they stand as far as the playoffs are concerned. So I think this is a very important game that the Texas Revolution cannot drop the ball on.
Absolutely, and you know, right now we're one of the top seeds, and you know, going into this game, if we don't come out on top of this game, there's a good chance we don't make the playoffs.
Yep.
If we win this game, we have a very good chance to be the number one seed, because Sioux City is actually half a game ahead of us. But if we do end up tied at the end of the year, we do have a tiebreaker just based on point differential.
And also against the teams that are playing, the Bandits taking on the Venom this week. This is a tough game. And when you look at this game, as far as the Amarillo Venom, they're not going to give up either. They're almost on the outside looking in, but they put themselves in a good position by taking on a Sioux City Bandits team in Sioux City. The Amarillo Venom still not completely out of it, so that's going to be a great game. As we'll be watching it as we're the only game on Friday night, so we'll be watching it at home and watching that, because I think as far as the Amarillo Venom are concerned and the Sioux City Bandits, the way it works out, if Amarillo gets that victory, the Texas Revolution are going to move right into first place. So for one game only, I guess we'll say it. We're going to be Amarillo Venom fans, I think, Bill.
Yeah, and even if Sioux City does come on top of that game, they've got to go to Dodge City next week. You know how tough Dodge City is over there in their home stadium. So they got a great stadium there. So the Sioux City Bandits have two tough games, and you know, for our benefit, we're just asking them to come out on the bottom on at least just one of these games.
Yes, one of those games that will definitely, I think, put us in the driver's seat, as we have the tiebreaker over Wichita, as well as the Bandits with the scoring differential. It's going to be about the Law as far as where they're at and what's going on, as they are on the bye, as they are going to take that last game up against Sioux City, but they got that on their home field. That could be for a playoff spot, depending on what happens this week in the standings, as the Bandits are 7-3, and then you got three teams sitting at the 7-4 position, that being Texas, Wichita, and the Dodge City Law. Amarillo on the outside looking in at 6-4. So the Texas Revolution have to take care of their business, and then it's all going to play out as far as Saturday. They're going to watch Saturday, see where they're going to be watching every game on Saturday, but they're going to be watching that Bandit game more than anything. And then the next week, watch as the final week plays out as we are on the bye.
Yeah, and for the first time this year, I can finally say we can do a little bit of scoreboard watching. And as I told you, the last few games, the biggest thing for us is just we got to win ball games. So
yep.
Now that we're coming in the last 2 weeks of the season, I mean, last week of the season, we have a bye week, so it's just going to be a scoreboard watching for us. And there's a lot of things that can happen in that last week that can determine where we stand.
Definitely. But you're right. They got to take care of business on their home court or home field, which they always do. That home turf is hard for you to go in and get the victory. They proved it five games this season in the regular season, and they're going to go ahead and it's going to be a great game. And I'm not taking the Gladiators lightly, especially watching that team and seeing. I watched every one of their football games, including the charity games and things of that sort. That's a good football team coming in. Now let's go ahead. Let's turn our attention to some of the simple fact of the matter is that we have some bad news as far as the CIF is concerned. The Salina Bombers have went ahead and they have dissolved their team. They have dissolved themselves for the rest of the season, so they are not going to be in contention for the playoffs, as they are 6-5 right now, as far as they are concerned. So a real bad situation for the CIF, but the fact of the matter is the CIF has had some growing pains through their first year, but right now, especially with the way the playoffs are unfolding right now, Bill, you know, I still look at it, even though we lost two teams, gained one back, that this has been a very successful season for Champions Indoor Football.
Yeah, we talked about it, and that just shows in the possible growth that we're having. You know, you and I were talking earlier, there's already one team out of Chicago that has signed on for the 2016 season, and there's probably about three more that there's some talks going into one of them that's a pretty strong possibility. So I think for the league, it's definitely going in the right direction. Even though we lost two teams this year, I think the future is still going to be great for us going forward with these new teams.
And I've been known to take a shot at our commissioner, and I got to put it out there. The commissioner went ahead, and there's one thing as a parent we like to see is standing on principle. And the simple fact of the matter is there were certain situations regarding Salina that even though they could finish out the season, they were still not in compliance. So that was one of the situations. I'm glad that the Champions Indoor Football went ahead and just kind of put their foot down and said, you know what, you're not in compliance. You're not going to, not only are you not going to make the playoffs or be in contention for the playoffs, we're just going to go ahead and, you know, kind of stop your games that are happening here in the next few weeks in Champions Indoor Football. I think it's a good sign that they stand up on the principles of what they are trying to create in Champions Indoor Football.
Absolutely, and then it's just like with anything, you know, you got to set the standards, you got to follow the standards, and if you don't, then there's consequences, and that happened with Salina. You know, who I feel bad for is the fans of Salina, because they had a great fan base. When we traveled up there, you know, they had a great group of fans that sit out in the parking lot and barbecue and tailgate. There was such a good base there, and then they had a good success over the years. So it's a shame to see that they fell apart. But with that being said, you're absolutely right about the commissioner. You know, at Darlene, you know, holding up to what's expected of the teams is only going to help strengthen the league in the future, because there's going to be guidelines in there, and they are going to be followed.
And I think that's good, and especially with the growth and with new teams that are coming in. There have been rumors flying all over the place. So the standard obviously has been set in Champions Indoor Football. The basic thing says you're not in compliance, you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a franchise, we will go ahead and pull the plug. And I think that's important for teams that are going in with rumored about 7 or 8 different teams that are quite possibly heading to Champions Indoor Football. They're saying right now there is a standard that's going to be held to, and if you don't fit it, you are not going to be in it. And I've got to applaud him. She handled the situation, took care of the problem, and not that it, you know, it was still nice to have, you know, 7 of the 9 teams getting set for the playoffs. But as what Darlene has done is set herself in a position of authority. And I think the important thing about that, and what Darlene, this is a statement from Darlene and to people that are coming into Champions Indoor Football, read our guidelines because you're going to be held to them. I think it's great for Champions Indoor Football.
Absolutely, I agree. The future is only going up, and with these teams coming in, it'll definitely be exciting to see, you know, just new teams, new locations, new city, new fans. I think it's going to be great for the league, especially going into the second season of this of the league.
Absolutely. Second season is going to be big, but the first season, we're looking to get our Texas Revolution in the playoffs. We're looking to go ahead and host one of those home games, the all-important home games that are, you know, the electricity bill. I have felt it in the last 2 games at the Allen Event Center, even though we didn't play teams that were, you know, really competitive. You know, the simple fact of the matter is the electricity in that building, the over 4,200 people that were in attendance last week, which they're looking at that same number again this week. Imagine what's going to happen if there's a situation where we are able to bring a championship team right here, home game, the championship game. This is going to be great. This has been a great ride for year number one and the Texas Revolution, because you look at where they are. 7 victories this year. The best season that they've had was 5 victories, so they've already outdone those 5 victories, as well as the most important thing, in only 12 games. I think that is so huge for the Revolution, and right now the future is really looking good for this franchise.
Well, you know, if you look at it, 3 weeks ago we were in 7th place out of 9 teams because there was such a logjam at the top there. And amazing what 3 weeks will do. And in that 3 weeks, we only had 2 games. And right now, we're teetering on having the number one seed for the playoffs. So tomorrow night's going to be a great game. And I, like I said, Duke City coming in looking strong. They looked great in San Angelo this weekend. But I got a good luck charm coming with me tomorrow. My parents are in town. They're going to come see their first game tomorrow too.
Oh, that is wonderful. We got to make sure we give them. We got to make sure we give them the royal treatment and everything. So definitely.
Oh,
I'll
I got some things up
to that.
Yeah, and I got some things up my sleeve for them too. So it's going to be a fun game to have. And plus, it's my dad's birthday while they're there, so he's going to celebrate his 39th birthday.
Wow, we're going to have to see if Tim is going to be in the building and maybe have Tim make a visit over there.
If Tim's in the building, I definitely want to get him over there. But I might have to go down there and do a little sideline interview with him while we're there, too.
Sounds wonderful. And that's always a plus, especially. So we got that going for us. Bill, so far, great season. Good luck for the Revs. It's all important. They cannot sleep on this team. They got to get the victory. And they'll write themselves into the playoffs because the way the tiebreakers work, I think. So that situation for them, it's all about the home field. And then we're going to scoreboard watch for 2 more weeks. In reality, this week for Saturday and, you know, Saturday's game, and then the week after, it's going to be great.
Yeah, and you know, I have to win this game tomorrow, and we're guaranteed at least 1 home playoff game, and with a pretty solid chance to be in home for the whole playoff. So, you know, victory will go a long way tomorrow.
Definitely a difference between 1 year to the next, 2014 to 2015. Nothing but, yeah, they, what's the old song say? The future's so bright, they gotta wear shade. That's where we're at as far as the Texas Revolution. That's gonna do it for us here as we are getting ready for kickoff here at the Allen Event Center. Bill, thanks for your time, and let's go Revs!